Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Success Curve with Jed Ray. You can tune in each week as Jed and his guests talk about your success. You can join the conversation on the internet. Visit blogtalkradio.com/thesuccesscurve, where you can send your questions to Jed.
Yeah, just join the conversation. Good evening, good evening. If it's the Success Curve, it must be Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. Pacific, here at the CTV Studios. My name is Jed Ray, and I'm glad you're here. You can call in on the call-in line anytime for the next hour at 347-989-8484 and join the conversation. We've got a great show on store for you. But before we do that, I want to introduce the Success Curve and several other radio and TV shows are moving to a new network beginning next week. And so I want to promo the new Ray Network I've been talking about for the last 2 or 3 weeks. So we're going to play a quick promo and we'll be right back. We'll also add CTV Studios, Comcast 29 in Eugene, Oregon, and we'll also add livestream.com/thesuccesscurve, so you can see us on multiple options, Log Talk here on CTV and on Livestream. Again, I told you we had a great show for you this evening. Actually, this is part one of two parts. Next week, we'll have all the ducked up and ducked out kind of stuff, and you'll meet the flockers and all of that kind of stuff here next week. But tonight we're a little bit more serious, and the importance of how Flock the Village and production, is it Productions?
Correct, Productions.
LLC. And the benefactors, the Big Brother, Big Sister of Lane County, and this it's kind of like a start to the football season. This is a community pep rally, just an exciting event that took place last year. The first event was last year, and it was done in very short order. And we've had a whole year to create this awesome event that's going to take place on September 9th. We begin at 11.
At 11 a.m.
That is Kelly Pruz and Jay Bachman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jed.
Cool. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So tonight's show is actually, like I said, a little bit more on the serious side, because next week we're going to be in costume. We're going to be all ducked up, and you're going to meet all the usual suspects that you expect at a football game. But tonight, Kelly and Jay are here to talk about the benefit itself. I mean, the program, Flock the Village, that was a wonderful idea that you came up with last year.
Thanks, Jed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What, talk to me a little bit about what got this, what was inside you? What galled you to create such an event, a community pep rally for the Ducks?
To take the adventure and dive in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, honestly, I just was feeling spontaneous and was on the internet, the web, and came across Black Eyed Peas, I've Got a Feeling,
mm-hmm.
was to celebrate Oprah Winfrey's 25th, the end of her season, 20 mm-hmm. years of being on her show. And what they did is they had this giant flash mob. Thousands and thousands of people gathered and did this dance, this choreographed dance together, and no rehearsal, nothing prior. They did it all that day, just a few rehearsals that day, and ended up being this just amazing thing. And this was about the same time that we were heading to the championships last year, and mm-hmm. I saw that, and I thought, oh my goodness, this town, Eugene, Springfield, actually not just Eugene, Springfield, but Duck fans in general would just
right.
go nuts over something like this. And I kind of was thinking, I was a little bit nuts thinking I could take on this adventure, but I got excited. You know,
cool.
It was something adventurous, and I decided to give it a try.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it was a very short order, too.
It was.
A couple weeks? A
couple weeks of actual planning, about 4 weeks, December 19th.
Do you have a count of what you had last year?
Well, we know we had about 700 dancers.
Okay.
And then we think we probably had about 1,000 people that participated in just 4 weeks.
Okay.
We were able to reach out to the community that fast.
And what was it that brought you to the idea or the concept that we can use the proceeds of this as a donation to a nonprofit organization? Where did that relationship begin to develop?
Well, I'm a fan of Big Brothers Big Sisters, and it's an organization that I was looking into to be a part of and maybe even become one of their board members. It was something that I was
mm-hmm.
very interested in. And so the proceeds from this event, we knew we wanted to give them to some charitable organization,
mm-hmm.
a nonprofit, and just the timing was really right.
Mm-hmm.
A dear friend of mine, we were talking about Flock the Village. She's a board member with
mm-hmm.
Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I said, oh, my, that's it.
Yeah,
that's the organization that we want to give our money to. So.
And Jay's got a big smile on his face.
Yeah,
because this year.
I'm very appreciative.
Yeah. And this year we're expecting. What would you like to believe you can expect to push into the village? And this is Crescent Village in Eugene,
mm-hmm.
just northeast of Coburg Road and the Costco area. Everybody that lives in this area knows of the Crescent Village. So we're going to take over Crescent Village 11 o'clock on...
Yep, 11 o'clock.
We're going to take over the night before when we have to set everything
That's
up.
True.
But anyway.
Roads closed,
yeah,
the whole thing.
Yeah. But how many people? Just a rough guess.
Well, rough guess, we are prepared for 5,000. So that's really what we'd like to see.
Yeah.
Now, we just heard, I don't know the official number, so this might just be a rumor, but we heard that this last weekend at the Fan Day at Autzen,
mm-hmm.
there was about 50,000 people. Now, once again,
mm-hmm.
I don't have any facts to back that up,
mm-hmm.
but my goodness, you know, 50,000 folks can show up to Fan Day. I think it's possible 5,000 can show up to the community pep rally.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds pretty good, AJ.
It does.
Yeah, mm-hmm. cool. So talk to us a little bit about Big Brother, Big Sister of Lane County. Now, is this an organization that is national? Is it statewide? Because I notice it says Big Brother, Big Sister of Lane County. So I'm making an assumption that there are other Big Brother, Big Sisters, at least in the state of Oregon.
Yeah, so we are the only Big Brothers, Big Sisters here in Lane County.
Right.
It is part of a national... nonprofit. Big Brothers Big Sisters of America has been around 140 years maybe.
Oh.
But what has kind of a quick little history of what has happened over these last couple of years is that there were two main mentoring agencies in town,
mm-hmm.
Committed Partners for Youth and Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And through a lot of conversations and a lot of figuring out how we can best serve the community, Committed Partners for Youth and Big Brothers Big Sisters decided to become one.
Nice.
And we are now Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lane County. It's a great organization, mentoring agency that we I've been a part of for over 10 years as a staff member. And, you know, we really look to support the kids. We're looking at all of our future leaders in the community and how Big Brothers Big Sisters and mentoring can help propel them to their future.
And this is just one type of fundraiser that takes place. I know there's I assume that the breakfast on October 5th, is that also a fundraiser?
So
there are several fundraisers that Big Brothers Big Sisters does in over the course of a year, and Flock the Village is been privileged to manage one of those fundraising. Now, that's an awesome story. So let's talk a little bit about the logistics. What are we going to have? Are we going to have a bunch of the boys and girls from the organization there in the village that day too?
We hope so. What we're going to be doing is trying to encourage. We've already putting in our newsletter that's going to go out to all of our families and mentors to encourage them to be a part of this event. So we'll be wearing our Big Brothers Big Sisters shirts, getting the mentors and youth out there, hopefully their families as well, to be out there and support this event and just be a part of the energy, supporting our local team and just being.
So if you're listening to this or you're watching this, don't forget that the Big Brothers Big Sister program of Lane County can use your support on September 9th. Down at the Crescent Village. We call it the Flock the Village. We're going to flock that place, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Are you searching for meaning in your life? Do you need a GPS for your inner compass? Are you looking for answers and like-minded people? Well, here we are. Wherever you are on your spiritual path, you're welcome here. Head north past Oakway Center, off Coburg, on Rustic. Stop. Make a right turn. Center for Spiritual Living, Eugene. You're home.
Do you have an undiagnosed or misdiagnosed physical condition? Have the medical professionals not been able to help you get better? You are not alone on this journey. Nancy Siegel has developed a life-changing empowered patient program to now help you. For years, Nancy Siegel suffered a mysterious life-threatening illness, and she beat the odds. You might feel powerless, but there are ways to overcome your challenges, especially when you're sick. If you are questioning yourself because you are being undermined and made to feel that you don't matter, or angry about how you've been treated, then now is the time to become an empowered patient. By becoming the empowered patient, you will gain the strength to overcome the added stress that comes along with going through a medical condition and heal your condition faster and much more rapidly. Now is the time to put the power back into your hands. Now is the time to become an empowered patient. Go to risingaboveit.com.
Welcome back again. My name is Jed Ray. This is The Success Curve coming to you live from CTV Studios in Eugene, Oregon. Comcast 29. We're a broadcast simulcast on blogtalkradio.com/thesuccesscurve. And remember, next week we go live to the Ray Network. And where you can also see us on livestream.com/thesuccesscurve. The call-in number for anyone to call in and chat with Kelly or Jay, or I guess you could chat with me too, is 347-989-8484. Jay Bachman, what's your position at Big Brothers Big Sister?
I'm the director of services.
Director of services. What does that entail?
So I have to do a lot of grant reports, of course, all the administrative stuff.
Okay.
But it's one of my main duties is program development, making sure that we have programs that are suited for our community. That actually will provide opportunities for our kids and mentors to do activities to support the schools, the families. And so it's the fun part of being creative and figuring out ways to really get kids out to events, to partner with other communities, that kind of stuff. And
so this flock the village thing is pretty cool, huh? This
it is.
This relationship's really awesome.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about this relationship.
Okay.
What
sounds good.
What was it when you first? I guess the question is when you realized that this was going to be a benefit somewhere in the community. What was it that triggered Big Brother Big Sister? Because there's a lot of charitable organizations that you could have given money to.
Sure, absolutely. You know, just honestly, I just have a very big soft spot in my heart for youth.
Okay.
I believe in the youth. I believe empowering the youth, giving back, spending time with. And so to me, it's just incredibly important. Like Jay said earlier, you know, our children are our future. They're our community leaders here.
It was funny because when I pulled up a couple of pictures off the flockthevillage.com website, there's this one type that's got, he's all ducked out, and I started to laugh so hard. And there he is right there, man. This guy is having so much fun. He's got number one up.
He's on our webpage too.
Yeah, he's just awesome. And you know, you could tell he was having a good time, and that. Seeing that smile and seeing that energy from a young child like that.
You know,
go ahead.
What I was going to say when you were talking about the kids, what I noticed about Flock the Village last year is looking at all the adults and seeing the inner child come out of these adults. They had so much fun. And really, people were surprised. They thought, well, why are you guys doing this? Well, because we want to have fun. It's okay to have fun still, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was just really a hoot, watching these folks from, you know, that little guy that you saw earlier all the way up into, I'd say, probably 70-ish, out there dancing and having a good old time, all ducked out and dressed up and doing something they probably never imagined they would do.
Yeah.
And they got it well, too. I mean, we didn't have a whole lot of rehearsals. We went ahead and had rehearsals, but people picked it up pretty quick.
Yeah, cool.
And I actually, you know, Kelly, I think one of the things that I really, about mentoring that, as a mentor myself, you do get to be a kid again. You get to have that opportunity where you're like, man, I forgot what it's like to just go roller skate or, you know, go and paint pottery or do things that grow the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear this a lot from mentors that they often learn a lot more about themselves as an adult than they may feel like they're teaching the youth. And so they always feel, man, I think I should be doing something, and I hope I'm making an impact on the youth's life. And, and really, you know, it's that relationship. It's a friendship, so it's reciprocal. I mean, we, as an adult, will get to learn how to be that kid again and really get to enjoy stuff.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, yeah.
So is there an age range in Big Brother, Big Sister where you match these up with, obviously, the Big Brother or Big Sister? Is there an age requirement?
Yeah, for the youth, we serve youth as young as 6 up through 17 at when they're referred to us. And then for mentors right now, we've had a kind of an average age of 20 years old at least to be a mentor.
Wow.
We are looking into expanding it down to the 18 and 19-year-olds because we're starting hopefully a school-based program in the fall.
Oh, interesting.
So it might have opportunities for some of those students who are really ready to do some community service, want to be involved with kids, and how here's an opportunity now that they can do that.
So what's this school-based program? What's that all about?
So it's we're really excited. It's nothing that's exactly new in town. There's been community-based programs before, but we're bringing it back. And what we're doing is we're looking at middle school age kids and some elementary age students, and matching up with a volunteer who may not necessarily have the full year commitment or 15 hours a month that the community-based mentoring has to do.
Mm-hmm.
So for the school-based, it's an opportunity for, you know, people who may have a busy schedule who can take an hour out of their day once a week to go to the school, play cards, work on homework, do activities, create that friendship. And so we're really trying to, and also, I guess, in response to supporting the schools and the fact that the school systems here, you know, we're teachers are overworked. We've got schools closing, classrooms that are joining.
Mm-hmm.
So another way just to support our teachers and the schools and the families so kids can have that extra support in the school environment.
Wow, that's vitally needed because we just did a number to our school system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we really, really did in the spring when they just decided to close a bunch of schools and lay off hundreds of teachers and support staff. And
it's
a sad state.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's sounds like a great mm-hmm. program. And so when you say community or school-based,
mm-hmm.
it's during the school hours. So those mentorships, do they lead themselves outside the school as well? Will they grow to that point, or is it strictly the program strictly within the school confines of the day of school?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the design would be that the youth and the mentors are really, and within their first year, all their time and their attention on each other is at the school,
okay.
Within the school walls during the school hours.
Got it.
During the summertime, now we want to make sure that they can continue to communicate. So via whether it's emails or letters, you know, we're going to have the ability to have these pairs connect with each other, but that communication will come through the agency and then back out, so we'll transfer letters back and forth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What we've seen happen from other programs and agencies who have done something like this is that these kids and mentors continue on year after year. So a third grader is going to get matched up with somebody, they hang out for the year, communicate over the summer, they're now in fourth grade, they get the same mentor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so they build that long-standing relationship, a much closer, stronger
mm-hmm.
friendship.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hope to design that if they want to then transform into a community-based program,
mm-hmm.
that they can do that, and down the road as they kind of, you know, get on board and the families are supportive, then we can talk to them about, here's another way to kind of, you know, change kind of the commitment or the
mm-hmm.
agreement that
mm-hmm.
they have.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the oldest mentor you got?
I think our oldest mentor a couple of years ago was probably in his early 80s. When
wow.
he volunteered with us. I want to say his name, but I didn't ask him, so I'm not going to say it. But he's one of those community volunteers that has just been an amazing foundation for kids in our community and
yeah.
families. But we have mentors of all ages, all walks of life. You know, just it really all it takes is someone who is interested in doing it,
right.
Who has the heart for kids, who wants to spend that time, who wants to share their interests and their passions with the youth and open their lives up to learning about what it's like to be a youth these days.
Right, right.
And so it really doesn't, you know, you don't have to have special skills, training. We provide all of that. And so it's really that open heart, wanting to do it, and willingness to become a kid again and hang out and have lots of fun.
Well, I know that we've got a lot of events for young kids at the Flock the Village.
Yes, we sure do.
On the night. So let's talk a little bit about that.
You bet.
So, start off in the early morning. What's the first event for the young kids?
You bet. Well, at 11 o'clock, we're the city, not the city of Eugene, but some of the ladies that work with the city of Eugene in their kids program, after school program, are volunteering. They're stepping up to create the kids activities. And unfortunately, I don't know what all of those are right now because they're
okay.
still not in the planning
okay.
process.
Right.
But there's probably going to be things like football toss, and there's going to be a Buttons the Clown is going to come out. She's going to do duck face painting, and one of the other companies there, Bello Day Spa, she's going to be doing feathers in the hair. Those are real popular right now. So there'll be feathers available. Gosh, there'll be, I think, a little bowling, and I really don't know all
that
the activities,
yeah.
but
yeah.
I know there's a lot. There's an Oregon NASCAR simulator, which is the actual car that
right.
they've created into a simulator. So that's going to be out there for kids. There'll be a photo booth. So
can an old kid get in that?
You betcha. Yeah.
I want to get in that.
Yeah. People have been trying to debate whether it's in the kids section or the adult section. Root beer chugging contest. Free root beer floats.
Good.
I'll put this in our newsletter.
Yeah.
We can get that information
yeah.
out. Kids will be lined up.
It's
going to be great.
I just know what root beer does to me. That's goodness gracious.
But free
fun.
Root beer floats.
It's
can't
fun.
That.
It's
yeah.
so much fun.
Yeah.
If you don't mind getting it all over you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And so then of course, we've got the dance contest. We've got the ducked out contest.
The
we've got all kinds,
contest.
All kinds of things. And some of these kids, I mean, there's a picture of Puddles there.
Yeah, there's Puddles.
All right.
Puddles will be there.
Yeah?
He's coming to see us.
Cool.
And the Green Garter Band and Miss University of Oregon.
I saw that today.
He'll be there.
That's
mm-hmm.
totally cool.
Yep.
This is really starting to gain some
yeah.
momentum. It really
it's
is.
Fun.
Yeah. And an all benefit to benefit the kids What a great opportunity.
There's going to be some opportunities to donate directly to Big Brothers Big Sisters too. So that'll be available as well. The NASCAR simulator, it's a dollar per ride, but that's going to go directly to Big Brothers Big Sisters. So
great.
Neat stuff.
And some of that, obviously, some of the gate is going to them, it's, you know, and we're not going to talk about what that is, but
sure.
the gate price is also part of the donation and everything that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the sponsors who are involved, are they also on board with the donation, whether it be a vendor that's, you know, providing some food? Is there some relationship that some of these vendors are also part of the donation process?
There is opportunities for them to donate directly included in their sponsorship, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the one actually working on that part of it, so
right.
I don't know the exact details, but yes, they have that opportunity.
Yeah.
And we do have vendor spaces available, so even more opportunity to donate to the cause, too.
Yeah, I noticed that there were still some empty spots for vendors. So if, especially if you're a food vendor, because we've got to have all the food we can get, we're going to be there all day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be there all day long. We're hungry. So contact us. You can contact me directly, or you can contact Kelly via the Facebook, or you can we'll give you some other numbers. I've got Nate's number, too, and we'll get that during a commercial. But, well, let's do that. Let's take a quick commercial, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. I got my voice back. I realized that I didn't have Nate's phone number with me, but those of you that are listening or watching that are still interested in food vending, I need you to get a hold of Nate Roberts, and his number is 541-316-5522, and Nate will direct you to the people who are in charge of getting the vendors set up. But we still have some room for vendors, both food and material vendors.
Activities.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that number is 541-316-5522. Nate Roberts, and he'll take care of that for you. Now I'm going to turn my phone off so it doesn't ring. But so what kind of a presence is Big Brother, Big Sister, the organization, going to have at Flock the Village?
Well, we are hoping, I think they're going to take advantage of this, but we're going to have some vendor spacing available for them so they can talk about their organization and how to become a mentor and getting involved with this program. So I'll let you talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. I mean, we'll definitely have a table out there, bring out some photo albums, some just good information, answer questions about becoming a mentor, how to refer youth, a little bit about just the programs and activities, things like that. Just to, if people are interested and want to hear, we'll definitely try and help answer those questions.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have an idea of where that's going to be in the village yet?
It's going to be, as soon as you walk in, it's going to be right up front next to the merchandise table for T-shirts.
Ah, okay, cool.
Yeah, right up front where you're easy to be found.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is an awesome event. Mm-hmm. September 9th, 11 a.m., we start rocking the village. So you need to all come down and check it out. Next week, you'll get a preview of the ducked out stuff because we're going to be all dressed up.
Yeah.
Yeehaw! So if you want to call in, the number here, it's the Success Curve, is 347-989-8484. And again, you can watch us on livestream.com/the Success Curve. You can hear us broadcast live, blogtalkradio.com/the Success Curve. Got my tongue tied. And you can also watch us locally if you're here in Eugene. We're on Comcast. CTV Comcast 29. So what, let's talk a little bit about some of the music, because I understand there's some bands that are going to be playing music for us.
You betcha. There's several performers that are going to be playing, and I'm hesitant to start naming for fear that I might miss somebody. But just so you know that there's going to be, I'm going to name just a few, Satin Love Orchestra, which is a local, everybody's local, first of all.
Right.
They got to be Duck fans to be there, right?
Right.
So Satin Love Orchestra, and then Root Down is one of our bands that are going to be performing as well, and they've got some great things that have just happened for them.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some great music. And I want to mention that these folks have given us the opportunity to have them at our event at a very affordable price, because
cool.
they want to make sure that more money is going towards the cause,
yeah.
too. So
yeah.
they've been... Yeah. They've stepped up and they've done their part, and they've been talking about our event for at least 2 months now. So they've been very instrumental in this event.
Yeah, we're going to set up a streaming site. We'll be streaming the event. I'm not quite sure yet where we're going to be physically. We're still looking at some internet issues. I went out and did some testing on the Wi-Fi, and I think it would be much better if we're going to the logistics we don't need to talk about, but we're going to set up a place where we're going to be able to get the broadest vantage point from a single location and stream the event also. And we'll use the live stream account and stream it onto flockthevillage.com and also onto the Facebook fan page at Flock the Village. And that'll be great. So, Jay, talk to me a little bit. I'm starting to get this itch about mentoring.
Okay.
So talk to me a little bit about what the obligations for the mentors are. What is their agreement that they have with you, and what does that mean?
Yeah. So the agreement right now for 90% of our programs, the community-based program mm-hmm. that we've been talking about, is a minimum of a year commitment. And we want both the mentors and the youth to be able to do that. And if, when you break it down per month, it's about a 12 to 15 hour a month commitment.
Mm-hmm.
We really want people to be consistent with each other, to be reliable, and to know that that they are getting together when they say they're going to get together. Understanding that life happens, youth will cancel on us, we'll have to cancel on them every once in a while, but generally, a year and at least three times a month. And it's really about those activities that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
The focus is the friendship
mm-hmm.
And building trust.
Because mm-hmm.
Without any of that, the activities are activities. So
right.
It's really about that close relationship, spending time with each other, teaching each other about our own lives and also the new friendship that they're developing.
Right.
We do have a couple of other small programs, pilot programs, that have a little bit of a different agreement, like the school base that we talked
mm-hmm.
about.
Right.
We have a running program that is 10 months long that serves boys who are in residential treatment over next to Serbu Detention Center.
Right.
And we also have a program that serves girls who are aging out of the foster care system.
Mm-hmm.
And that right now currently is a three-year commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of great things, a lot of different ways to get involved as a volunteer, but it really comes down to wanting to have that fun
mm-hmm.
and getting out into the community, exploring things like Flock mm-hmm. the Village, the games, the theaters, the, you know, you name it, just
right.
being active.
Right, yeah.
Jay,
yeah.
correct me if I'm wrong, but the way I understand it is that there is a small stipend available each month for the mentors. So some folks might be concerned that they may not have the funds available to take these youth out and have a little fun. So the agency provides a little bit, from what I understand.
Yeah, yeah, we are able to, which is a great point. I mean, we never want money to be a factor in people mm-hmm. wanting to volunteer. We also know that activities cost money. And so, you know, we do have a small stipend built in. It's not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But we, you know, we hope that it can help at least pay for the youth side of things,
mm-hmm.
And so you know it is something that we you know we'll provide for those who need to get reimbursed.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
And the youth is that population at an at-risk population? Is this population short of a parent at home? Or I noticed that you mentioned Subaru and the foster program for some of the women. Is most of your population at an at-risk environment?
Yeah, I would say yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole term at-risk is one of those terms that, you know, it can mean a lot of different things.
Sure.
You know, we kind of view that anyone who doesn't have that extra support or the support they need is at
mm-hmm.
risk,
okay.
even adults.
Right.
So, you know, the youth that we serve currently, and a lot of this is due to funding,
mm-hmm.
Youth have been impacted by incarceration.
Mm-hmm.
And so youth either have a parent who has either been in prison or currently incarcerated, maybe a family member, the youth themselves,
mm-hmm.
or a sibling,
mm-hmm.
Or might live in a neighborhood that has a higher than average rate
mm-hmm.
of incarceration. But having said that, it's really that's kind of the catalyst to get them in the doors.
Right.
It may not be the criteria that is actually going on with the family.
Right.
You know, a lot of two-parent households who are working 10-hour days, who miss each other as a husband and wife or
mm-hmm.
or partners, who don't get to spend time with their own kids, also are looking for support. And
mm-hmm.
so it's really about parents who and grandparents who are looking to have a little bit extra support for their kids.
Yeah, and there is I don't know what the numbers are, but I know there's an increasing population of grandparents who are raising their grandkids
mm-hmm.
as a primary caregiver.
Yes.
And, you know, at that point in some grandparents' lives, they are not physically able to do some of the activities. And so here's a great opportunity for you grandparents that may be interested in having your grandchild become mentored by someone that is capable of being more physical. You know, like you said, bowling. You know, I mean, the ball's heavy. So if you have somebody that's an aged population that isn't able to pick up a bowling ball and enjoy that time with the child, but would love to be involved, you know, they can look for a mentor.
Yeah.
So that's great. Is there anything else that we haven't touched on that you want to address? I know that we talked a little bit about a breakfast. We're going to have a big breakfast here on October 5th.
October 5th at the Hilton.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. That's an annual event.
It's an annual event.
Kind of like this Flock the Village is becoming an annual event.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, it's another large fundraiser for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yeah.
And definitely all the proceeds go directly back into programs, stay in our community to support our mentors and youth and the agency to be able to provide the service.
Do you want to talk about that just for a minute? Because I know that the dynamics of that breakfast are based on invitation, because I assume either an administrative person or a mentor, or who is it that's inviting? Who are these people that are inviting the group of 10 to sit at the table? How's that all work?
Yeah. Well, partly due to limited space.
Right.
I mean, the room holds about 500 people safely. And so, you know, we have board members, advisory board members,
nice.
Community members,
okay.
Mentors, teachers, staff, people who have been involved with the agency.
Right.
But if you are interested in being a part and want to come and check out the breakfast, definitely call the office number. We can talk to you about that and see about
what is that office number?
It's 541-344-0833.
Go ahead and give that again.
541-344-0833.
Yeah, and there's the web address. You can get it on there as well, bbbslane.com. bbbslane.com. That's
.org.
Oh, it says .com. Ooh.
That's all right.
Hey, .org. Don't go to .com. You don't want to go there. We don't. You never know what you're going to get when you go to the wrong address.
Yes.
That's .org. Yes. Okay. Well, and, you know, just kind of like Flock the Village, it's a growing relationship, and this is Flock the Village and Production LLC, Production. Production LLC is a new relationship for Big Brother, Big Sister, and it looks like at the rate we're going, it's a pretty awesome relationship because it's getting bigger. And this year is going to be actually the testing for how well we can grow in the future, because I really believe that there's a huge potential for what you've created here. It's just this is just awesome. This is my first year of being involved. I have a few duties at the event, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of it. And I'm just excited to have met Kelly several months ago, and just a great experience for me. I have not I've not been involved in anything like this before, and I'm just thrilled.
Exploring your spontaneity.
Yeah.
There you go.
Definitely, we'll be able to explore some of that next week.
Yes.
When you won't be able to guess who I am.
Ooh.
Well, maybe. Maybe I'll change my voice. I know some helium. That will work.
Just have your tank right over there.
Yeah. You're listening to The Success Curve. I forgot to tell you also, if you're listening to this and it's not Wednesday between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific time, there won't be anybody here to answer the phone. That the call in on the number is 347-989-8484, because we're rebroadcast several times during the week on Blog Talk and or on the live stream, excuse me, and we're also simulcast on CTV multiple times during the week. So if it's not Wednesday evening and you see that number on the screen, don't call in, because nobody will be here to answer it. So, in the last few minutes we have, what's on store for Big Brother, Big Sister in the coming year, 2 years? What's on plan? What's the goal? You started back into a school community-based program. It looks like that the school program is that pilot, or is that really official?
It's
going.
It's pretty much, well, it's a pilot until these last couple of conversations happen. But
okay.
We have schools on board, and we're excited to do it. We have volunteers who are ready to go. So,
what else is new coming? Is there anything else out there that's just being thought of and dreamed of for these kids?
Well, there is. We're actually looking at implementing a couple of other program strategies, like focusing on more activities. Could be considered athletics, but just being active.
Mm-hmm.
So really looking at our nationwide, but also local, childhood obesity issue, our foods, trying to get our mentors and youth to be a little bit more engaged in those kind of activities. So that's something that we're kind of philosophizing about and trying to figure out how to do it. We're also looking at supporting some of our outlying communities to get some mentoring agencies going there. For instance,
you're
like
talking
Junction,
about Junction City, College Grove, Crestwell, you know, on further out.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because it's been, in the 10 years I've been at the agency, a lot of our phone calls that I field as the youth kind of recruitment specialist is to outlying communities who don't have the infrastructure. Eugene and Springfield has a lot of services for families. And some of these other outlying communities do not have those as much. And so we've been approached by a lot of communities to help create those. So we're excited about those other partnerships, get those going, help build the infrastructure for the communities, but let the communities run the programs. It's not that we're coming in saying this is the way you need to do it, but we will say here are the things that work and here's how we can support you. Let's get it going. So that's something to look out for.
Well, I was glad to hear you say about more of an activity type role. After when we go off the air, I'll make a referral. I've got someone that I think might be very valuable to both of you. But it's interesting because this show has done several shows on the health. Mm-hmm. I spent 27 years in medicine, and the health of our country, the health of every one of us, is compromised significantly by our lifestyle and the diet that we eat. Mm-hmm. And sadly enough, our children are literally, this is a sad state, but it's not just in Oregon, it's actually across the country. Statistics say that our children are going to be far, far much more unhealthy than we are if we don't deal with some of the dietary issues and the activity issues. Just the whole nature of fast food and how that whole industry, that processed food industry, has compromised us as a population. And our children being mm-hmm. born into it, right, literally, from the milk they drank, and sadly enough, has affected their lifestyle, affected the way that way they're going to be able to lead a life going forward. And so, any opportunity to help a child be active. I mean, I can remember as a kid, I didn't stop running until Dad rang the bell and said it's time for bed. I mean, it was constant moving. There was always activities going on, and I see in my own son, you know, the vegetative state, mm-hmm. right, Joshua?
Yeah.
You know, that the Nintendo does, and some of the whole nature of the digital environment has created this big babysitter, and there's not a whole lot of activities outside. So I'm really glad to hear that, and we definitely talk much, much more about that on the Success Curve on several occasions. In fact, just not too long ago, had a dietary specialist here, and we've had a show on diabetes, and it's just so I'm glad to hear that. That's
mm-hmm.
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's just, it's kind of our role as the adults in this community to really help those kids be successful. And so, come to Flock the Village, learn about mentoring, and see how we can, come out, and if you're interested in being a mentor, we can definitely, hook you up. And
well, we're definitely going to get you active, jumping, and, you're not going to be sitting still on Friday the 9th. 9th of September, 11 a.m. We'll be there till 10 p.m. Oh, my gosh.
Come anytime.
You can come anytime, or you can come and stay the whole time. Some of us are going to be there. Flock the Village at the Crescent Village, just northeast of Costco, off Coburg Road. You know where it's at. Well, in this last minute or two, is Kelly? Is there something that you want to put out to the community about what we need? Are there still some needs that you know of that we definitely need there at Flock the Village?
I'd say that more volunteers is better than less volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody is interested in volunteering, they can go to the Flock the Village website under Be a Champion and then become a volunteer.
Cool. That's flockthevillage.com, and you'll see the drop-down box up there. This has been an amazing experience for me, and I just I can't wait to see the whole thing come to completion. And then a couple days after we've kind of taken a few deep breaths and realized what we've done, and I think that when you address these issues for these young people that are literally living a tough life. What a great opportunity for someone to come along and mentor them. So if you're interested in mentoring, go to bbbslane.org. I got it right that time. O-R-G, not com. bbbslane.org. We'll take a quick break and we'll come right back for the final segment.
Are you searching for meaning in your life? Do you need a GPS for your inner compass? Are you looking for answers and like-minded people? Well, here we are. Wherever you are on your spiritual path, you're welcome here. Head north past Oakway Center, off Coburg, on Rustic. Stop. Make a right turn. Center for Spiritual Living, Eugene. You're home.
Remember, starting next week, we're reaffiliated, a new affiliation with Array, The Ray, Radio Advancing Your Universe. And the whole point for this new affiliation was branding growth for my show as well as several other shows. Currently, there's five of us, and we're adding new shows every single day, so we're growing quite rapidly. Again, this is Jed Ray of the Success Curve, coming to you every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific. You can dial in and ask Kelly and Jay anything in the last few minutes. That's 347-989-8484. This is part one show of Flock the Village, and we were a little more on the serious side, having Big Brothers, Big Sister, and Jay here today. But next week, the plan is, Kelly, how many are we going to have here? Do you know?
Well, how many can we fit?
Well, we better ask Andrew before we make too much of a presentation, but
we're going to flock your show.
We're going to flock the show. I can't wait. So next week is actually going to be a little bit more frolicking, a little more fun, maybe some songs, maybe, I don't know. Well, we'll see. Anyway, and we may have a few mystery guests.
Ooh.
But anyway, next week, everybody's coming in drag, or I mean, flock. Feathers, not drag, feathers. We're coming in costume, getting dressed up, looking like we normally do on a game day, getting ready for game day. Don't forget, game day Saturday starts at 5 o'clock. I think kickoff is 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you're headed south, you better hurry because game's going to start pretty soon. But anyway, there's lots of viewing areas around town. And that's our opening game. This is going to kick off the season. Flock the Village in Crescent Village, Eugene, Oregon. You want to be there. So check out flockthevillage.com. Also check out www.bbbslane.org. Find out what this show was all about and why we're having this community-based pep rally for the Ducks. We love our Bucks, and this was a great opportunity for Kelly and Jay to come on and talk about the flock, the village, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Well, this will be a good time. We've got a couple minutes left. Is there a caller? No caller. Okay. Well, I thought Jeff might pipe in from down under. He's a duck fan, and so he's also a fish fan. He loves fishing. Yeah, you know, that might be a good idea, and why don't we go to one of the long promos? As I said, next week we will be ducked out on the success curve, and our first Ray distribution on the Ray Network, our connection to the Ray Network, and we would like to say, have a great evening. Good night.